Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, as the summer comes to an end, so does a series of hearings that's been held this summer by the House Policy Committee, and that has to do with a very serious increase in the number of cases of drug addiction and overdoses in Pennsylvania, affecting many people in the Commonwealth. What's going on here?
Well, the House Republican and Democratic Policy Committees wrapped up a third week of public hearings on the devastating opioid and heroin abuse crisis that plagues our state. It really is an epidemic. And this week they held hearings in Williamsport, Scranton, and York. The hearings have been held all over the state, gathering testimony from law enforcement officials, healthcare providers, and treatment experts, as well as state-level cabinet secretaries and others that have offered very important testimony about what the state can be doing to tackle this epidemic. There's only so much you can do from a legislative standpoint, but being that it's an epidemic that affects everyone, we need to be working together to do everything we can to raise awareness of this issue and ultimately stop it. So that's the focus. And the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs has also launched a public information campaign called Anyone Can Be Addicted to raise awareness of the crisis and provide resources for those needing help. More information is available at their website at www.pastop.org.
I understand we may be seeing some legislative action on this issue of opioid addiction in Harrisburg this fall when the House returns to session.
In addition to raising awareness, the legislature is looking at the possibility of a special session this fall to look at specific pieces of legislation to address the opioid crisis and epidemic. One thing that recently was launched was the database to track prescription drugs, which has been a major problem contributing to the opioid crisis. So I'm glad that that database has been launched, and we're looking at additional pieces of legislation.
Also, it's back to school time, and back to school time is also a time when parents start to think about the future of their children in terms of education, and especially how they're going to pay for college. And I understand that there is a program that people can take advantage of that's offering some special incentives right now. What's going on?
Well, this is the Pennsylvania 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan. It's certainly a very important plan for parents and children when looking at heading off to college. The plan is run through the Pennsylvania Treasurer's Office, and right now they're offering free enrollment. It's a $50 savings for all new accounts that are open before September 30th. You can get more information or register at pa529.com and use the code CAUSER when prompted. Families will also have a chance to win a $529 college savings account by registering for their contest. As I said, there's additional information at pa529.com or by calling 1-800-440-4000.
Also, I understand that you have some special assistance for veterans in your area that will be available through your office. What are some of the details on this?
Well, I regularly host veteran service officers from the American Legion and also the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And coming up, these officers will be holding appointment hours at my district offices. On Thursday, September 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Dan Falls of the American Legion will be at my Countersport office, and he does ask for appointments. And you can make an appointment by contacting my Countersport office at 274-9769. And then on Monday, September 12th, from 1 to 3 p.m., Melissa Davis from the Veterans of Foreign Wars will be at the Bradford office, and no appointments are necessary. You're welcome to stop by to get assistance regarding any veterans issue.
Also, I understand that through your website, people can get legislative update information, especially as we go through the fall here. What's some of the details on that?
Well, House rules prevent the district-wide distribution of legislative emails immediately prior to an election. To ensure that you continue to receive updates from my office by email without interruption, you can go to my website at repcauser.com and register as what's called an opt-in, and you will continue to receive updates by email from my office. So it's repcauser.com.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.